getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, it's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Every week we do this. I sit here and play the records, you sit there and listen. Maybe you don't sit there, maybe you're dancing. Ah, yes, I like to think you're dancing anyway. Having a pretty wild time with the old-time music is what I hope you're doing, so let's get to it and see if we can't have another good time this week, shall we? Let's get things rolling with Happy Louie and his polka band and my one and only...
Jakie mnie, a od mojej dziewczyny, od mojej jedyny księżyc świecił wysoko na niebie, księżyc świecił wysoko, księżyc świecił wysoko na niebie, księżyc świecił wysoko. Zraniła mi serce zosianeczkę, serce zosianeczka zraniła mi głęboko, mój Boże, zraniła mi głęboko, zraniła mi głęboko, mój Boże, zraniła mi głęboko. Wyjechałem cztery morgi w pole, ona za mną wołała, Jasieńku, ona za mną wołała, ona za mną wołała, Jasieńku, ona za mną wołała. A wróżę się moje pocieszenie, moje pocieszenie, czymże cię tak zgniewała, kochanie, czymże cię tak zgniewała, czymże cię tak zgniewała, kochanie, czymże cię tak zgniewała. Czy pamiętasz, gdym prosił gębusi przy twojej matusi, ty, że ze mnie szydziła, dziewucho, ty, że ze mnie szydziła, ty, że mnie szydziła, dziewucho, dziewucho, ty, że ze mnie szydziła. Już ja więcej nie wrócę do ciebie, nie wrócę do ciebie, za to, żeś mnie głuptaka zrobiła, boś innego kochała, za to, żeś mnie głuptaka zrobiła, boś innego kochała.
There you go. Happy Louie gets another edition of the Oompa Hour rolling along here. Glad you're along with us for another show this week. Oh, what do we have in the stack? I have no idea. And I picked them out personally. So you know they're going to be good, right? I don't know. There's a lot of records in the pile. So we'll just kind of keep them rolling. Hope you had a good week. Hope you have a good week coming up. Now here's an oldie but a goodie. I say that all the time. They're all oldies but goodies. Because we always play records on the show, which go back to the 80s at best, which means pretty much everything's 40 years old or older when you think about it. Man, that makes me feel old. Anyway, the Don Joe Polka Champs. This is the Banjo Polka. And like I say, this is one of those older records. Got a little bit of a hiss in the background. Makes you feel all authentic and nostalgic, doesn't it? Thank you. right, there you go. The Donjo Polka Champs there. That's the Banjo Polka. And this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Spinning the polka records once again like we do every week. Glad you stumbled on us. I always wonder, how did people find out this existed? Maybe it just showed up one day on your favorite radio station and you were like, what? What the heck is that? You know, it sounds like a polka. And you'd be right. All right, have the Modern Airs up next. Not the Modern Airs that sang with, it was Glenn Miller, right? Glenn Miller and the Modern Airs? Why does that not sound right to me? I'm sure it was Glenn Miller and the Modern Airs. But then I think they went on, because what's happening is I say the Modern Airs, and I see a Columbia Red 78 RPM record label in my mind, which, of course, Glenn Miller was on a black RCA, so it doesn't make sense. But then after the Modern Airs went solo, so to speak, they were with Columbia, right? I don't know, and this is not them anyway, which was my original intent to clarify. These are not the Modern Airs that played back in the 40s. This is a polka band called the Modern Airs. Oh, sometimes you go through so much for so little, right? If I had a wish, polka, like maybe I wish I hadn't started that whole thing.
If I had a wish, what would it be? I'd make a wish that would be good for you and me. I'd wish to see a future day about 100 years away. Just think of all the things that I would see. If you're like me, you love that lively polka sound, and you'd love to know where polka music's found. I'm sure that you'll agree with me on just what I'd like to see. That's to see if polka music's still around. It would be great to see the polka number one, and all the people who'd be having so much fun. And then the radio would say, there's a polka dance today, and that's where half the population run. They'd say that there's a polka dance upon the moon tonight. The band you'd see would make you scream in fright, and we'd all drive our flying cars to see a polka band from Mars. And a Martian polka band would be a sight. Shed if polka music should go dead. That won't happen if you spread the polka around. I think my closing statement should be backed, 'cause there's just one thing some polka dances like. Just keep on dancing strong. Next time bring your friends along, 'cause we Polish people like our dances packed.
Modern Airs, If I Had a Wish Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Before we get on to a Lil Wally record here, let's talk about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and say, hey, maybe you want to put them on your agenda of places to visit. Maybe you do, huh? They have like 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display, and that is a bunch of them. There's no doubt about that. They have their concert hall. They have their accordion repair and technician school. They always have activities and events and their gift shop and all kinds of groovy stuff. And maybe you don't want to just pop into Superior, Wisconsin. Maybe you're 2,000 miles away. Visit them online, worldofaccordions.org. Have a look around and maybe add them for to your travel agenda. What do they call that? It's not an agenda. Your itinerary. That's the word I wanted. Next time you're going to be traveling, maybe make it a destination spot. It's a cool place to visit. You have the Duluth Superior area, which is pretty amazing just by itself on beautiful Lake Superior there, and then head up the North Shore. Oh, yeah, great stuff. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. You'll find out pretty much anything you want to know. And if not, there you'll find the email address and their phone number and all that, so you can give them a shout if you need to. Even if you need, like, tools to work on an accordion, believe it or not, they can help you out. Worldofaccordions.org is the place. Here's Lil Wally. Most Lil Wally records say with the Lucky Harmony Boys on them, or the World's Greatest Polka Band, or something like that. This one just says Lil Wally. Here's Polka A Go-Go.
You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go, go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go, go, go. Yes, it's fun with everyone, singing along, side by side, keeping step to this song. So let's all have a ball. Sing loud and clear, and let's hear that go-go cheer. You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go-go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go-go-go. Yee-hoo-hoo! La-la-la-la-la. La-la-la-la-la. Yes, it's fun with everyone, singing along, side by side, keeping step to this song. So let's all have a ball, sing loud and clear, and let's hear that go-go cheer. You're as young as you think, not as old as you are. So let's go, go. Sing a song, smile a while, dance around single file. Let's go, go, go. Let's go, go, go. Let's go, go, go.
See, had nothing to do with go-go girls at all. Lil Wally there, and Polka A Go-Go here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, How Things Been Where You're At. That's got to be poor grammar. How Things Been Where You're At. Hot here in northern Minnesota, that's for sure. Thunderstorms, a lot of thunderstorms. Even down by Brainerd, they had some tornadoes here about a week ago. That was kind of wild. I don't believe anybody got hurt. I might have mentioned that last week, now that I say it out loud. Man, did we have a gully washer last night. Holy moly, man. I'm like, why is there a puddle of water in the kitchen? Oh, because the kitchen window was open and all the rain came from that way. Holy cow. But I guess it's what you expect every summer, you know, matter where you are. It's kind of part of the deal. But, you know, without the weather, nobody would have anything to talk about. Let's shoddish, shall we? In fact, everybody should probably shoddish, because that's the name of the record. It's Everybody Shoddish. Here's the Deutschmeisters. Thank you. There's some good tubaing in that one. There's the Deutschmeisters, everybody schottisch. Wow, what a great record to say. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. There was very good oompaing in those record grooves there, huh? Let's see, where are we going? Oh, this one's kind of snappy. Let's move to a polka from a schottisch. Chuck Goran and his orchestra, the Night Owl Polka. There you go. There's Chuck Goran of the orchestra, Night Owl Polka. Fun little number there right here in the middle of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, remember now, if you have a request, a dedication, a question, a comment, want to know about a record or a band, or just generally harass me, there are many ways you can do that. You could call or text, believe it or not. Yes, we accept textuses. You just text them to people. So you don't have to actually talk to them. And you can do that to 218-259-2985. You can. 218-259-2985. And if you wanted to, you could actually leave a voice message at that number, too. Imagine that, a voice message. Holy craziness, people. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. Or you can look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways to get in touch with us if you have a request or a or whatever, by all means, feel free to give me a holler. I always say us. Give us a holler. It's just me and the records. And the records are not going to use the computer. How do you pronounce this one? The Marinha Polka. It's the New Yorkers. And it's Mary, M-A-R-Y-N-A, all one word. Marinia. It's Polish, and they're singing in Polish, which doesn't help me at all. But one way or the other, here's a good one from the New Yorkers.
Dla ciebie serce mam. Jesteś jedyną dobrą maryną, bo ciebie dawno znam. Jesteś jedyną moja tej maryną, bo ciebie dawno znam. Jesteś jedyną moja tej maryną, bo ciebie dawno znam. Maryna cłanna i piękna dama i ciężko pracuje. Mamusia patrzy zadowolona, maryna gotuje. Jesteś jedyną moja, ej maryno, bo ciebie dawno znam. Jesteś jedyną moja, ej maryno, bo ciebie dawno znam.
Music from the New Yorkers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. As you know, we always try to have a waltz in every show. The time has come to do your waltzing, man. Maybe you prefer to waltz. It's a lot less work, that's for sure. And I could say with almost 100% certainty, that gets fuzzier as time goes by, because we're into this 6 years now, and I know I haven't played all the songs that are here in the Polka Library. I've tried. But by the time you count all the millions of album cuts and the B-sides, the 45s and stuff. But I know that when I pull out a record that I usually play a certain side, because that's like the side I like better, and I lean toward that side. And I lean toward not playing waltzes, because I like the snappy records, you know. But I try to get one into every show. So I pull out Johnny Plesha and the orchestra. And of course, there's a polka on the other side. But there's a waltz on this side, and I'm like, I don't think we've ever played this one. So let's try it. Johnny Plesha and his orchestra. Dancers, if you're ready, here's I'll Never Forget You.
I'll still love you. I'll still love you so. Memories keep haunting me, dear. Why did you have to go?
Now, say someone will call, they'll call me or they'll text me and they'll say, you know, that's a little fast for a waltz. But it was a waltz. But it's not a slow waltz. Maybe it was, I saw a Whoopi John waltz in the record stack here. Maybe we'll slip that in a little bit. Just for something a little slower, huh? I have Judy and her Sushi Brothers up next, and I wonder about the pronunciation of that. S-U-C-H-E-Y, Sushi Brothers. And I tried to look it up in case I'm pronouncing that wrong. And you can't. There's 100 different ways that the little pronouncers on the internet tell you you're supposed to say it. And if you search it long enough, it takes you to a manual of human bones. Do we have a bone in our body called the sushi bone? I don't know. It's Judy and her Sushi Brothers, which can also mean babies, depending where you look it up. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But it's a good record anyway. Here's My Heart Skips a Beat.
Money.
surprise ending. You don't want to catch the DJ sleeping on that one. Judy and her sushi brothers. My heart skips a beat. Who do we normally play that by? Somebody else? I want to say Renata and Girls, 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 but I could be completely wrong. No, that feels right. I don't know. Anyway, good song one way or the other. And here we are in another middle of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. Now, I played a waltz here a little bit ago. We played I'll Never Forget You Waltz, Johnny Plesha and the orchestra, and I thought that seemed a little fast for some waltzers. Not everybody, but some people, I think, might think that was a little fast. So I pulled out a Whoopi John record, because anytime you need a slower waltz, you can always count on Whoopi John and the boys. And, hey, don't drop those tears in my beer!
A couple who just had a fight. Here's what he told her, I swear to the skies, as she wiped her pretty blue eyes. Don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. Don't make those dents in the foam. If you must cry in the beer, dear, why can't you cry in your own? I like the kiss of the malt in the hops, but the malt is too salty when mixed with teardrops. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer. What I have here never could be called ill. It was, but it ain't since you started to wail. Though I'm the guy made you cry, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear, don't drop those tears in my beer.
Hey, gal Whoopi and the boys said, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. That's funny, though, because every time I want to say the song, I want to say, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear, which is not the name of the song. There's no deer on the end of the title. Messes me up every time. Anyway, this big mess you're listening to is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. As you know, we play nothing but records here on the show, so you don't ever hear any of the new bands. So what you're hearing, I guess, is the roots of polka. No, because for that, we'd go back a lot further than this. That's for darn sure. But anyway, let's do Ray Dorschner, the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. This one doesn't seem to come around as often as it should. Here's the Two Canaries Polka.
Thank you.
Wow, I'm telling you, some of these records just go by too fast, huh? Ray Dorschner there, the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. That's the Two Canaries Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Got another one of my favorites up here because, hey, it's my show. I can play my favorites if I want to. Just one of the little benefits I have here. Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes. I always like this one. Here's the Great Musician's Polka.
There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday. Little Wally is the MC of the evening. One by one he calls the bands from the wing to perform and sing the songs they made so famous. As the melody all began to ring, Lawrence Welk will entertain you blowing bubbles, Frankie Yankovic is singing Just Because, Ed Blazanch is playing Angeline B. Myers, Romy Gaz is playing his golden trumpet too. I see Eddie Jima on his concertina, Frank Wojnarowski's playing Teresa's favorite polka, Marion Lush is singing I'll Build You a Home, Cousin Fuzzy's still playing peekaboo, Ed Madura is tuned up for the evening, Elvin's drinking with his pal Pupsadena, Whoopi John is making Whoopi at the Metropole, and the Happy Notes have gone to the moon. There's a grand old polka band playing somewhere in a distant ballroom many miles away. Only the greatest polka bands get to go there, and I wish that we could go there someday.
Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes, the Great Musician's Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hope you're having a fantastic week and a week where you can speak better than I can, apparently. Now, this next record, it's one of those records you may remember back in the 50s and 60s, well, even in the 40s, but in the 50s and 60s especially, there were some record companies that sold really inexpensive records. And they did that by making records with unknown bands, and they would do it with, you know, with polka music, with rock and roll music, with folk music, just about any kind of music. You know, they would get together a group and you know, call them the Brookings Trio and name them after Brookings, South Dakota, and kind of pass them off as a Kingston Trio sound alike. And then they would sell the albums for like $1.98 instead of $4.95, you know. And some of them were perfectly good. I mean, they were real musicians, but they weren't necessarily real bands. And the records were always discount records. And sometimes the quality of the actual records wasn't so good. You know, like they pressed them out of, you know, melted Dixie cups or something. I don't know. And this is one of those records. But there were a lot of them in the polka field. And they were pretty good records, actually. But no one ever remembers the records or the bands or anything. This is the Village Davern Polka. It's on Continental Records. Another one of those discount records pressed on vinyl light. Doesn't that sound impressive? On vinylite plastic. Here's the Polketeers and the Village Tavern Polka. Thank you. See, perfectly good record. There's the Polka Tears, the Village Tavern Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I'm going to tip you onto something that is not at all polka-related. But I do look at Facebook occasionally, and I don't know all the inner workings of how you run into things, but somehow somebody had shared something that I stumbled upon, and it's musically related, which makes it even better. You're familiar with Sasquatch, right, or Bigfoot? Or what else do they call him? Sasquatch, Bigfoot? Isn't that the same as the Abominable Snowman, too? I'm not sure, but anyway. By the way, the Ford just reintroduced the Bronco. And one of the packages you can get on it is the Sasquatch package. How cool is that? But anyway, that has nothing to do with it. But there's a guy who's a superb saxophone player. And I haven't seen him play any polkas yet. But he's on Facebook, and he calls himself Sasquatch. Sasquatch, like a takeoff of Sasquatch, but it's Sax Squatch. And he's got this Sasquatch outfit on, and he puts himself in various places, like on a park bench or in the middle of the woods or at a downtown street, dressed like Bigfoot, and he plays fantastic songs on his saxophone. And I just, here, let me, wait, I can play part of this one. Here, wait, hang on, let me see here. I'm holding my phone up to the microphone. He's playing Tequila. Oh, sure, then it ends. Wait, here he comes. Anyway, he's good, and it's hysterically funny. Stop playing. How do you stop this thing? Anyway, it's hysterically funny. Watch a guy in a Bigfoot suit playing great saxophone songs. Anyway, sorry about that little detour. Let's get back to the polka music. Ray Budzulik and the Polka Town Boys. Man, if you're ready for some tempo, are you up to this? You got to be, like, take an extra deep breath before I hit go on this record. Because here they are with the Crosstown Polka. Right, that is what we classify as a rather snappy number, Ray Budzulik and the Polka Town Boys. That's the Crosstown Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Tell me time is not flying by today, huh? We're down to, like, maybe a couple of more records in the show. Yikes. So hang on. We got at least a couple more coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see if we can't sneak a couple more records in here before the old clock on the wall says it's time for me to shut up, because that tends to sneak up on me, huh? We'll see what we can do. Here's the Eddie Frohman Orchestra. I always want to say Foreman, and that's incorrect. It's the Eddie Frohman Orchestra. This is the Play a Song for Me Polka.
Lock shack. His real name was Yashu, but I called him Music Man. Now Music Man is loved by everyone he knew. And Music Man sang songs and he played the squeeze box too.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play.
Down to Music Man's almost every day. We'd sit and drink the pivo that Music Man had made. Then he'd take his squeeze box down and ask me if I'd sing. And he would play the squeeze box and we'd sing all day.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play.
That's when I was just a kid, and now that I am grown, all I have are memories, old Music Man is gone. But he left me his squeeze box and it always takes me back. And every time I play it, I still hear Music Man.
Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song for me and I'll sing. Play a song for me, Music Man, Music Man. Play a song, let your squeeze box play.
You know, it has got to be some sort of mental block, because I owe Eddie an apology for lousing up his name like three times on the introduction to that record, because it is Eddie Foreman. And I said Frohman, and that Foreman was wrong, and I was wrong, and I don't know why. Because at a glance, I don't know, maybe it's the font on the record. At a glance, it looks like Eddie Frohman, and I think, no, it should be Eddie Foreman, but it says Eddie Frohman, but it's actually Eddie Foreman. Anyway, Eddie, it's a fine record on Polka Town USA Records. Play a song for me, Music Man. Here we go on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Let's see if we can't go out on a Bernie Roberts record, shall we? I love Bernie Roberts records on Pageant Records. Here's one from Bernie and the Boys. This is Pretty Red Wing.
Mm-hmm. crying, for afar 'neath the star her brave is sleeping, while red wings weeping her heart away.
There you go, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra there. Pretty Red Wing here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I do believe that there is less than 2 minutes left in the show. And by the time you play the theme music, that only leaves you about a minute to do a song. And I don't know any songs that are only a minute long, for Pete's sake. So let's get out of this thing and start planning for next week's show already. Don't you think that sounds like a pretty good idea? Yeah, why not? Because there's a lot of records that still need to be played, so... Hey, I'll gear up to do this again.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week with another hour of polka fun. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.